It is Dames with iHeartRadio, and ever so often I get to sit down and interview a person who has impacted my life and influenced my life, and it makes me actually pinch myself to see if I'm living in reality or this is actually a dream. The gentleman joining me this afternoon is world-renowned for his production, his songwriting, his entrepreneurship, and basically everything in between. Timothy Mosley, aka Timbaland, joins me this afternoon, sir. Thank you so much for sitting down.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
No problem. Now, we're here to talk about something brand new. You got a new TV show that is coming out December 4th here in Canada. It's called Big Blue, and as I understand, you did the score for this record. How did this come together?
This was brought to me by my publisher, and I thought it was a cool idea to really bring on my great creators that I've been fellowshipping with and creating with to be a part of this, which is Beat Club. It's a new company that I have where it's a community of dope creators where they get, you know, the knowledge from the king, of course, helping them, you know, assess them with their music and their career and just oversee all what they do and add my touches and twists to it.
Now, you just mentioned Beat Club. That's a new endeavor for you. What are three things that musicians need to know about this platform?
It is a community that fellowship bring people together, connectivity where people might don't know each other. And you have some of the biggest producers that I brought with me to be a part of this journey to, you know, give to other artists and, you know, really just setting the stakes high for creators to hear their music and get rated and valued.
Now, that's fantastic. As we mentioned right off the top, you've been known for your production and your composition. And recently, the entrepreneurship versus is something that really has taken off over the past 20 months or so. I mean, it's basically filled the void that, you know, a lot of people, fan concert goers, haven't been able to experience over the past little while due to the pandemic. With versus, What was it about Versus in particular and the opportunity to partner with Swizz Beatz and do big business with Versus that attracted you to it?
I mean, it's really no attraction. It's just something that was built, that was thought about three and a half years ago. Me and Swizz had an idea, and we just stuck to the vision. We didn't know the vision was going to be digital, but during the pandemic, we was doing something out of love, celebrating each other. We didn't know where the world was going. And our vision that was planned back in 4.5 years came to light.
Now there's an interview making the rounds over the past couple of weeks. Ye was on Drink Champs and he was asked straight up by Nori, would you do a versus? And he said in order for him to do a versus, he would need somebody who kind of was in his stream and in his wavelength in terms of production and MCing and that kind of stuff. And as I was preparing for this interview, it kind of dawned on me, I think the perfect matchup for him would be Missy Elliott in terms of groundbreaking artist, groundbreaking production. Like, how do you feel about that?
I'm just glad that Kanye wants to be a part of Versus. That's the most honor thing, you know, because, you know, to having the great such as him saying, you know, I like it and I want to be a part of it. That's just an honor in itself. So for us, who he should go against, we have to really think about that one. You know, it's a lot, you know, but I think the people know what they want. We go back and tell the artists, hey, this is what the people want.
Yeah, we'll just wait on standby for that. It sounds like something might be in the works. You can't really let too much out, right?
It's what the people say, man, you know.
It is all good. It is all good. Speaking of Missy, your partner in crime from way back in the day, she got her Hollywood star on the Walk of Fame last week. Just speak to that for, like, how proud are you of Missy and what she's been able to accomplish as a female in the business?
You know, it's long overdue. I'm so happy to see Missy get all her flowers and this show that, you know, that what she's done has affected the world forever. You know what I'm saying? She is the everything when it comes to breaking barriers in this music game. Missy is all of that. So I'm just happy that the world is giving her all her flowers while she's here because she deserves it. She came in and broke down a door that wasn't even so solid tight. She just said, boom, here I am. And it allow other people to follow through. So I think that's just a gift. And I'm happy that she's getting all her flowers.
Going back a couple minutes ago, you were mentioning some of the partners that you have in Beat Club. One of them was Scott Storch. And, you know, going back a couple of years, there was maybe, I don't want to say a rift, but there was a little bit of kind of tension, whether that was driven or mustered up by the people or the internet. We'll leave that to the side. But I want to speak to the maturation of both yourself and something that happened here in Toronto this week. We were able to see both Kanye and Drake kind of piece it up. As leaders in the culture, do you think that example needs to be set?
Yes, I think that, you know, like to see people come together is a beautiful thing. That's what, you know, that's what Versus is. People coming together, putting their differences aside and spreading love, because that's what we need right now in this world.
Now shifting gears into the producer, Timbo, what's the one piece of gear that you can't do without?
I don't really have no piece of gear that I can't do without. You know, I need my computer, basically, because everything is on the laptop, so.
In your opinion, what makes and defines a producer? Is it style? Is it creativity, originality, patience? Like, what are some of the attributes that young guys looking up to somebody as yourself need to really take on?
I guess it can vary, because it can be style. I think it's all those things you said, because each one of those things can get you through the door. You know what I'm saying? So I guess I look for all those things. Maybe one is weaker than the other in one area, but you can fix that. But the style could be so crazy, but it could be a weakness in originality. But the style, you know, it can vary. It's a lot of variations. So it's all about look for that special thing in those categories.
And the modern era of music with streaming and all of that, what do you make of NFTs? I see a lot of artists and producers are kind of circulating towards that now.
What I make of NFTs? You know, it's the future. And I think it's the way that, if people don't get up on it, and I know a lot of people are indecisive about it, but it's the future. It's the new currency of what's going on tomorrow.
It's the new form of currency. So the NFT for artists, I guess what you're trying to say is, like, we've seen this kind of happen in like the mid 2000s, where the iPod kind of like shook up the music business and turned everything from physical sales to digital sales. So evolve with the times as opposed to staying archaic.
Just don't get left behind, man. Just don't get left behind. Stay up on NFTs. It's the future.
I got one last question before we get up out of here. What is one thing or one passion or interest that you have that many people may not know about?
I definitely like smells. You know, so I feel like I make my own fragrance and stuff like that. I like making candles and fragrance, like, you know, stuff like how a candle, how a house should smell. I'm big on scents. Like, a smell helps me create, you know?
Right.
That's why they use smell when you go to a massage parlor, because it sets the tone. And they use a bell for a sonic sound. So I'm kind of like all those things when it comes to creating music. It's tone, a sense of smell, a certain fragrance, and then I go create. You know, if it smells a certain way, it helps me flow a certain way.
That's what you need to create your laptop. Couple candles, maybe some Chanel. I don't really know. But listen, Tim, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much for taking the time. Big Blue drops December 4th, of course. Timbaland provided the beats and the soundtrack for that, so be sure to check that out. Once again, Timbaland, thank you so much.
Thank you.